A House Through Time by David Olusoga and Melanie Back Hansen, read by Ben Onwukwe. A selection of images from this book, as well as the bibliography, is available as an accompanying PDF from your audio retailer library. Introduction. The changing idea of the home. When we move into a new house, we instantly set about stamping our tastes and our identities onto it. We redecorate, we arrange our furniture and our books, the collected volumes that we hope say something about us and our lives. This, and the frenzy of cleaning and scrubbing that precedes it, is about much more than domestic hygiene and personal taste. It is also an attempt to exorcise the lingering presence of past residents from our new private space. In our frantic urge to turn an old house into a new home, we attempt to conceal an unavoidable fact, that until recently it was the home of other people, and before them yet more people, a line of strangers stretching back decades and often centuries. But the truth is that no matter how many layers of paint we slap on or alterations we make, we can never succeed in wiping away the traces of the lives that have been lived there before us. If walls could talk, it would be ordinary homes, not grand public buildings or the mansions of the rich, that would have all the best stories. This is because it is at home, behind closed doors and drawn curtains, that we live out our inner lives and family lives. Only there, in the domestic space, in living rooms, kitchens, and bedrooms, either alone or in the company of our partners, parents, and children, are we genuinely ourselves. There is a simple but harsh truth about houses. They live longer than we do. Their ages are counted in centuries rather than decades, and some have multiple lives. Houses are malleable in ways that we are not. They can change function and status. They can be restored and brought back from the dead. Houses can adapt to changing times. They can survive economic downturns by slipping into states of almost suspended animation, living on long enough to be rediscovered and restored. Millions of British homes bear the marks and scars of such restorations and transformations, patches of new stonework or brickwork amidst the old and the ghostly outlines of doorways and windows that were long ago filled in. Our fleeting lives become single chapters in their longer stories. We might leave our marks, but they are overlain by those of later generations who will undo what we have done and make our spaces their own. For millions of people, these stark realities are invigorating rather than disheartening. Rather than lament their ephemeral place in the stories of our homes, they are enthralled by the possibilities these realities open up. They accept that our homes, the most intimate spaces in our lives, and the most expensive purchases we ever make, come to us secondhand with a history of their own already written. Instead of being unsettled by these realities, they are drawn to the twin prospects of becoming a small part of a bigger history and of uncovering the previous hidden chapters. Our homes are acutely familiar, and yet their histories are concealed from us. The urge to know more, to discover something of lives lived in the same space in earlier times, is seemingly innate. Most people who are given a map of their hometown from a previous century instinctively look for their own house and street. If we're lucky enough to discover a picture of our home from the past, most of us find the experience both profound and unsettling. The effect is more profound if the faces of past occupants stare back out at us. To see them standing in our doorways, tending our gardens, smiling out into the street from our front windows is mesmerizing and at the same time disconcerting. In recent years, thousands of people have surrendered to the urge to know more about the past lives of their homes. House histories have become the new frontier of popular participatory history. Many of those who set out to discover the secrets contained within their own four walls are those who have already uncovered their ancestors in the archives. Enthralled by those discoveries,